welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast, 1,000 Years of Beer, here from the Wine Stefan Brewery. A warm welcome from me, Matthias, International Brand Ambassador of the brewery, and our online marketing manager, Anton.
Hey everybody, thanks for being back with us here. And you know, we're not actually in the brewery.
Yeah, correct.
We're not actually in the brewery. We're like 10 meters from the brewery. We went to our Bräustübel, our brewery restaurant right next to us. And we do have a very special guest today. And he's our one and only Alex Willems. And he's our host here at the Bräustübel Wein Stefan. And we're going to talk to him today about a very special beer snack.
Yes, well, because this episode is about our show in the show, our series about Bavarian or international beer snacks. So what can you perfectly eat to beer? And one of the most famous Bavarian beer snacks, next to the white sausage, to the Weißwurst, is the so-called Obatzta, which is, for non-Bavarians, a very complicated word. It's a typical Bavarian cheese dish, and which is very famous, and you will basically find it in any Bavarian restaurant or beer garden. And this beer dish, the Obatzta, was invented here at the brewery restaurant in Wein Stefan. And that's why we're here, and that's why we're talking to Alexander. And so that our listeners know who you are, Alexander, will you introduce yourself a little bit?
For sure, thanks. Well, I'm Alex, as I was introduced. I run here with my parents the Bräustübel Wein Stefan, which is the directly connected restaurant here in the monastery building. I am a child who, I was a child who grew up with parents who were busy in the gastronomy business. So I learned to deal with the restaurant stuff all my life. And my studies I did, though, in engineering and economics here at the Technical University Munich. When I finished with 23 years old, I thought, I might go back to my passions and follow the steps of my parents. And I went then 2 years to Switzerland to learn more about the gastronomy business in football catering, in trade fair catering, and concert catering. And now since 2020, I returned back here to Munich, Freising. And now I'm happy to be here with my parents and with you guys, with Wein Stefan, to work with you.
Run and managing the restaurant.
Exactly.
And also, bringing some kind of innovations to the restaurant, but on that a little bit later.
Exactly.
So you're more the young, innovative guy who is now kind of next generation.
Yeah.
It's some kind of slow generation change, a very historical restaurant with a long tradition and history. And now you're the newest generation to work on that and to run that. A little bit on that later. Tell us something about the restaurant for itself. So for people who weren't here yet, maybe describe a little bit how it looks like and what you're offering.
Okay, our restaurant, as I said earlier, is directly connected to the brewery. So we're in the same monastery building. So it's an old traditional place here. We have a nice beer garden with a view over the valley from the Technical University, so a nice view. And while inside, our restaurant is characterized by a lot of different rooms with different sizes, which we often use to leave groups in separated rooms. And yeah, it's very traditional and also beautiful, I would say. And yeah, that's
a very original.
Original.
Yeah,
place.
We are now sitting in the Stephanskeller, which is actually looking like an old beer cellar, what it might be before. Or it was a cellar from the monastery in the old days. And now it's a very big salon, but about 150?
200 people.
200 people can fit in here. A very old traditional. Yeah, kind of beer cellar. Now there's a brewery, a restaurant.
For everyone who's been to our museum, maybe on a brewery tour or something, it kind of looks like that with the brick walls and like a mood lighting here. It's kind of like the museum, and it's a very, very traditional setting here. So if you get the chance, come visit and just look at it yourself.
We're open every day, so feel free to come.
Actually, right now we talked about it. You're open basically every day except of 27th December to 5th January. And so open Monday to Sunday, 10 to 11.
Exactly. You're welcome.
So 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. So like basically every day, the whole day.
Exactly.
So, okay, that are the hard facts.
Exactly. Numbers and facts, check.
Yes.
So the next things are, you do have a very special menu for everybody here. Of course, it's very traditional, very Bavarian. But can you tell us a little bit about what you guys offer here to eat?
Okay, our menu is, well, basically, at first, a Bavarian menu, which consists of pork knuckles. We have different sausages, also the Weißwurst, white sausage. And yeah, this is what we offered. So it combines the whole, that it suits with the restaurant and the traditional Bavarian style. But we also add the card with regional and seasonal dishes. That means which vegetables grows at that season. We put on a seasonal card, which changes every month roundabout. And for example, in springtime, we have asparagus and white garlic, which grows here. The white garlic, which grows directly here at the hill of the monastery. And yeah, in the summer we make more grill stuff from the barbecue, like burgers or churrasco. And then in autumn we do mushroom dishes or deer dishes. And in the winter the traditional duck and everything which comes along, knödel and stuff. Yeah, that's more.
So pretty strong Bavarian.
Sometimes heavy dishes.
Sometimes heavy dishes. So one of the first recommendations I got here when I started studying here, the people were like, yeah, you need to go to the Bauschau and eat the Schnitzel. Exactly. Because you have a special version of Schnitzel. It's called the Bergschnitzel or the Mountain Schnitzel. Because the breading you're making with cheese, right?
Exactly. It's three different cheeses which we use for...
The breading for the
breading,
schnitzel.
Exactly,
and then with some french fries, and yeah, and this is amazing. So if you get here, my personal recommendation is eating the Bergschnitzel. This is, putting into an awesome meal, three different kind of cheeses. Yeah, amen.
So but yeah, okay. We're on the topic now.
Yeah, we are on that topic, but one more recommendation, because, you know, except of the, of course, you can get any Weinstefan beer here at... the Bräustüber, so any of our 15 beers, you have all beers, mm-hmm. Of course, here, but also one special beer that's unique, worldwide unique, and you get our pills, they're directly unfiltered, unpasteurized, completely natural, directly tapped from the tank into kegs and brought here fresh to the restaurant. The only place in the world, ladies and gentlemen, where you can have a fresh cellar pills of Weinstefan, because it's the only place in the world where we can maintenance and guarantee the quality and the freshness of the beer. So if you're here, try the Keller Pils. It's like you would get it directly from the tank. It's basically the same. And so last recommendation for now.
And you ruined my perfect transition from three cheeses to one cheese dish.
Ah, God damn it. I'm so sorry. But yet it would be such a good... Okay, let's go back. Okay, so three cheeses in the breading. Amazing.
So let's go from three cheeses to one cheese.
Oh, wow. What a transition, Anton.
So the topic today is Oberst, the traditional Bavarian cheese dish. And... what most people don't know, or what people are dying to find out about, is that actually this specific cheese dish was invented here at the Bräustüber Weinstefan. Can you tell us a little bit about that, a little bit about the story and history of that?
Exactly. So the Obersten, I think there is no English translation
probably
for the word,
not.
So it's also a traditional Bavarian. It is a dish which was created here by... a host which was years before us here. She was Katharina Eisenreich. She was here from 1920 to 1958. And so around about 100 years ago, she had often leftovers from cheese, from Camembert. And together with her cook, she was thinking about how to... they can use it without throwing it into the bin. And they finally came out and they kind of...
squeeze it
exactly, yeah, with a fork or something like that. They added some beer and also some different some spices, and then finally they created the Obersten, which was in the beginning just given to the people who often came here. In German it's called the Stammgäste. They play cards here.
Regulars.
Exactly. Yeah. And as they found it as good, then it was also on the menu of her. And over the years it found its way out in the world. And now it's basically in every beer garden, in every restaurant here in Bavaria, and people even abroad know something about the beer garden.
Absolutely. So it's get even more popular in Germany and also in other parts of Germany or in Austria. So it's kind of next to beer and the white sausage, I would say, one of the most known and famous Bavarian dishes, actually. And and it pretty amazed me when I learned that this Obertse, that this dish was invented here. So the perfect beer snack in my personal opinion, because exactly, it's so easy to eat, you know. Yeah. It's just like, you know, just
creamy.
Yeah, it's creamy. You can put it on a pretzel or on some bread or whatever, and it's so easy to eat, you know. You can get it on a plate or whatever, and it fits so good to beer.
And for all you guys at home who want to try it, Alex, can you just walk us through the process of making it? Is it hard to do, or is it?
No, it's actually easy. In the internet, when you type it in, Recep or Obatz, you can directly also see how much of these different components, which I tell you in a second, you can use. And the main component, as I said, is obviously the cheese, which back in the days was leftover. So it was a camembert or a brie, which you can use. And it should be not the freshest one. It should be nearly just over the date, yeah. So you use the cheese, then you add some butter, which is around about the room temperature, so not too hard, directly from the fridge. Then you chop some onions and you give it to, and then for the different spices, you use once the paprika spice, which gives the orange color to the Obersten. Then some salt and some pepper, and then on plus you give some caraway seed, and finally we add here in Weinstephan obviously beer from us, which we have here, and we propose to use the Weinstephan Vitus, which is a very very good wheat beer from here,
very flavorful.
Exactly, yeah. That's why we add it, and then in the end you squeeze it, mix it all together, and then you finally have a nice homogeneous cheese version, which you then can, with a big spoon, place on the table together with some bread or some pretzel, whatever you have with you, and yeah, enjoy it along with a good beer.
So do you recommend it to eat it over the next few days, or do you eat it now or in one day? Because, you know, the cheese is also, as you said, it's a little overdate.
You know, I would recommend when you make it, then directly eat it the same day, because there's no products in it which can conserve it or keep it a little bit longer. And also the onions add a weird flavor when you keep it longer in the fridge. Mm. So yeah, make it in the morning when you feel like having it, in the afternoon or for lunch, and then...
actually, it's pretty fast made, so it doesn't
take
a long time.
It's not a big effort, yeah.
Yeah, actually, it sounds a pretty down to earth recipe. So like no super weird or exotic ingredients. Something maybe you have in at home. It's your some spices you have maybe at home. The same with the cheese or the butter. I guess that's also makes the success of the Obersten, because it's easy to make
And easy to eat.
Easy to eat, yeah, and very convenient to eat, and also something which is, like, I don't know, not the, I don't know, rocket science to make it, you know? And I guess something, the more basic, simple things are the most successful ones.
And, of course, when we talk about beer snacks, we always talk about pairing it with beer.
Yes, because so that's why we have the show in the show.
That's pretty much it.
Beer snacks.
And, you know, when we ordered beer just a couple of minutes ago, Matthias and I ordered Weissbier, wheat beer, and you didn't. You ordered something else, and can you explain to us why?
I ordered a lager. It's just because, for me, I prefer lager beer to white beer. I mean, each person has this different taste, and I just think the smoothness of the lager runs well with everything I eat. So I eat my white sausage with the lager beer, the pork knuckle, and also the obats. And also when I just sit along and watch some TV, I just prefer the lager. It's just my favorite beer.
Yeah, I think that's the two philosophies of fruit bearing when it comes to the Obatzen, because as you already told, Vitus, the wheat beer bock, is inside the dish. It makes totally sense to pair wheat beer to it because, you know, the dish for itself is very creamy, and also the wheat beer is very creamy when you drink it, and has also a kind of that very flavorful taste. And so you kind of support the dish with the wheat beer. And you will find some of the flavors from the dish also at with the beer. And I guess the lager is like the other philosophy of try to balance something, you know, with a more bitter aspect, because the lager has definitely a little bit more bitter aspect, and it's more easy drinking, and it's more kind of a contrapoint, some kind of balance to this very creamy dish. And I guess both will work very, very well. I guess you should try it at home, which fits better for you.
Exactly. And, you know, it's always a question of philosophy and a question of personal taste. And as you once said, you know, our lager fits, our two lagers, the Helles and the original, they go perfectly with pretty much everything. So that's like the all-rounder.
Yeah, totally.
Of our beers. So, yeah.
But I was always going to with the wheat beer to the Obatzen, because I like, you know, the creaminess of the dish and then the creaminess of the beer. So I like both of those flavors and those experiences when I eat and drink it. And yeah, so but it's a all rounder.
Yeah. So Alex, last question, because we are dumb and we have never read the menu of the Bräustübel. And no, just kidding. we know that there's some other version of the Obatzen. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
While the lockdown we had last year, we were figuring out a bit how we could change a little bit our menu with more regional products and also add some new flavor or new dishes to it. And one component was the Obatzen. We looked at a bit more and we said maybe we could change something in the recipe that could just create a new kind of Obatzen. And what we did is in the springtime that we added the wild garlic, which we collected just here at the Weinstephaner Hill. And instead of the paprika spice, we added the garlic. So the wild garlic, so we had now an Obatzen which is not orange anymore. So we have a garlic which is green, and we tried it and thought that it has a really good taste. And then we wrote it down in our beer garden menu and offered it to our guests combined with the original one. So you had a little bowl of the original, a little bowl of the new wild garlic Obatzen. And yeah, since then we have created a new version, which is something else, but still original.
I really liked it.
I was about to say, I remember you eating it pretty much every day in summer. So
yeah,
that's
I really liked it, and it gave a new aspect to the whole dish. Yeah, and this is what I mentioned at the start of our episode today, is like, yeah, you know, you're 26, you're the new generation, you're the next generation here in managing the restaurant, and and this is kind of was one of those points where I thought, yeah, okay, now is coming some fresh things, some new things here to the Bräustübel, and not just with you, also with some innovations, also on traditional dishes. And I guess even where the World's Oldest Brewery and you're the place that invented the Obatzen, it does not mean that we should not think and look outside the box and try
and
new things.
Bit,
yeah, change a little bit, try new things. Exactly. Also, and know where you are, like Bavarian beer or like the Bräustübel with, you know, a traditional Bavarian dish, and maybe rethink it. We're in 2021. Or
exactly.
Yeah. Spice it up.
Spice it up, yeah.
So, Alex, thank you very much for being with us.
I say thank you.
Thanks for having us here in the Bräustübel. And
so if you are around here, come visit, eat the original Obertstein, take some wine, Stefan beers, or try it at home. Grab a six pack or grab some bottles of wine, Stefan beer near you. And and make your own Obertstein, some pretzel to it, a little bit of fresh cut red onion. And I guess you and your friends, when you serve it, I guess. And it can't get more Bavarian than this.
Exactly. So thank you very much. Thanks for being with us, to our audience out there. And we'll hear from you next time.
Yes, goodbye. Stay safe and healthy. Bye. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks.